Identifying the speaker's meaning. 1.
Sue, you know you missed the deadline, don't you?
Yes, I know, but could I get my report in by early next week?
Well, I'm not so concerned about deadlines as such. We all have setbacks from time to time.
Oh, thank you, sir.
I'm more concerned about your getting behind in general. I've seen students get so far behind that they can't catch up. If you can't keep up in this course, you're really wasting my time and your time and money. If that's the case, Sue, you should drop now while you can, before it's too late to drop without penalties.
Listen again to part of the conversation. Then answer the question.
If you can't keep up in this course, you're really wasting my time and your time and money. If that's the case, Sue, you should drop now while you can, before it's too late to drop without penalties.
What does the professor mean when he says this?
If that's the case, Sue, you should drop now while you can, before it's too late to drop without penalties.
Two.
I dropped my physics course because I discovered it didn't meet my degree requirements. You wouldn't know anyone in the class who'd like to buy the course book, would you?
Not offhand, but if you bought it new and kept the receipt, I'm sure you could get your money back or exchange it for one you do need.
Really? I could do that, could I?
Well, yeah, if it's within a reasonable period of time.
Listen again to part of the conversation. Then answer the question.
Not offhand, but if you bought it new and kept the receipt, I'm sure you could get your money back or exchange it for one you do need.
Really? I could do that, could I?
What is the man doing when he says this?
Really? I could do that, could I?
Three.
Okay. Now that I have all your decisions, your individual and group decisions written on the board, I want to show you this transparency of the, each choice has a risk factor. So here are the statistics showing how risky, how much of a gamble each of the alternatives is. So take a moment to compare the risk values with the choices you made. What kind of jumps out at you? Yes, Jason?
Well, the individual decisions within each group are, well, not always, but they tend to be less risky than the decision the group made.
Right. Do you see how, as individuals, most of you were not willing to take the gamble? But as a group, you were. The term for this phenomenon is risky shift. Risky shift. A shift in position from less risky to more risky. If we were to average the risk factor of the group's individual members, it usually, but not always, shows that individuals are more cautious about taking a gamble, while a group decision has a higher risk. So, what implications does this have? Think about business and political decisions in particular.
Listen again to part of the lecture, then answer the question.
So take a moment to compare the risk values with the choices you made. What kind of jumps out at you?
What does the professor mean when she says this?
What kind of jumps out at you?
Four.
The Declaration of Independence makes the pursuit of happiness a political goal. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. It's probably true that a country that doesn't have some degree of happiness among its people is going to end up with some sort of strife. But what about the pursuit of happiness? What are the implications of such a goal?
Well, I think it's important that people are free to pursue happiness. I mean, if we're free to do that, to follow a dream, our interests will lead to development, progress in scientific pursuits, and things like that.
Oh, now hold on a minute. Anyone can see what a selfish society we've become in our pursuit of happiness. I think that's clear. Just look at all the materialism here.
Listen again to part of the lecture. Then answer the question.
Well, I think it's important that people are free to pursue happiness. I mean, if we're free to do that, to follow a dream, our interests will lead to development, progress in scientific pursuits, and things like that.
Oh, now hold on a minute. Anyone can see what a selfish society we've become in our pursuit of happiness. I think that's clear. Just look at all the materialism here.
What can be inferred about the students?